you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. We are live from New Orleans, Radio Row, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Afternoon show will be here next. This place is starting to get a little packed now, Hugh.
Oh, yeah.
There's people here now.
Everybody coming out. You see them? They come in. The fellas coming in, get ready to do their show. Diva Spike's in the building.
Yeah, they're here. They're ready to go. And how glad we are we got to be the guinea pigs this morning. They got the technology
Ready to go. Everything is up and running now.
Yeah, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to discuss. Is it crazy that the Eagles could blow the Chiefs out? Elliot came in here today and threw out that Hurts is close to Mahomes.
Yeah, he did.
I was not ready for that.
With a straight face.
Just was not ready for it to start the week. Hugh, you know what I also wasn't ready for?
What you weren't ready for, man?
So I missed this because I went to bed kind of early Saturday because we were leaving Sunday morning. I woke up, and I looked at my phone, and I assumed what I saw was just make-believe. It couldn't be
same,
right.
Same.
One of the biggest trades in probably sports history, but certainly NBA history. Luka Doncic traded, Hugh, Saturday night from the Lakers to the Lakers from the Mavericks for Anthony Davis at one pick. It was out of nowhere, and like, not that we spend much time on the NBA trades right now, Super Bowl week, but just it was one of the craziest and most shocking trades in any sport ever. It was nuts.
I didn't believe it. I was kind of like you, Joe, because when I saw it, I was like, okay, wait a minute, this ain't real. And you know, we live in a world now where everybody's making these fake, they're making these fake videos and all this stuff.
Yep.
I had to make sure that somebody else, I had to vet it before I actually went with it. And then when I thought about it, I was like, wow, that's bananas. I didn't understand it. I mean, it's not an equal trade. You know, you talk about where Luka Doncic is in his career, and then you talk about where Anthony Davis is in his career. I was like, it just didn't make any sense. And then I started thinking, how did they pull this off?
Did you workshop it?
I workshopped it. And it feels like somebody got some naked pictures of somebody.
That was the answer to your workshop?
Well, it's okay. Well, why else do you think something like that would happen?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I thought of is they're just done with Luka. Like, for whatever reason, and it seems crazy, right? Because he's 5-time first-team All-NBA to the finals. They were leaking stuff about his conditioning. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a ridiculous trade on the surface. So maybe they know more about him than we do. And they're betting against his future, obviously.
But here's the thing. We've seen, okay, like for instance, we're in the Big Easy right now, and Zion Williamson, he's had a tumultuous time here.
Yep.
They haven't given up on him, though.
And he hasn't accomplished a tenth of what
Luka has. But they kept him because there were offers for trades, but they didn't give up on him.
Well, teams don't usually give up on 25-year-old great players.
That's the thing. That's what had me scratching my head, and that's what had me thinking, okay, what has happened, or who has – pictures of who that they made this trade happen the way that it happened.
It was wild. I mean, the other thought I had was, why didn't the Sixers get involved? But then you found out they didn't really talk to any other team.
This was a one-on-one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then I thought maybe Luka requested a trade there. And no, they said he didn't. He didn't know anything about this. I mean, it does feel like there's more to this.
Yeah, it does.
We'll maybe more will come out, but I just say wild trade Saturday night that kind of rocked the sports world before we get to Super Bowl week. 215-592-9494. All right, you can react to that and a whole lot more with us. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Slur, who we had up earlier.
Slur.
And then the phone went out. What's up, Slur?
Yeah, man, I'm excited to be on here, man. I listen all the time.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you for listening.
Glad to take your phone call. So what are you thinking?
Yo, I'm just excited about this Super Bowl. Nah, I mean, I feel like it's not crazy that we might blow out the Chiefs. Like, I seriously think we're the way better team. I feel like how we deserve the statue in front of the Lincoln Financial, because he just, like, he puts the team together, the best team possible, to win the Super Bowl. It's just that. Well,
yeah, I mean, he did an incredible –
he did a hell of a job,
man. Especially this past offseason, to add Saquon and to add these rookies that made the impacts they did, Zach Bond.
Yes.
And look, he also brought – Slur, he's the one that hired Vic Fangio. I mean, like, so, you add it all together, it's one of the greatest offseasons we've ever seen a GM ever have.
Yeah, and this is not the first time he's done this. Remember, he brought in a Jahi Blunt when we won that Super Bowl, and he realized midseason we didn't have a run game. He went out, he got the runners, and we won the Super Bowl. And that team that we won the Super Bowl with is the same as that team we have now. A nice run game, good defense. When we went against them in 2022, we didn't have no defense. And we didn't have no running game. And Hurts put the team on his back, and he went out there and kept it close. So, and how we went back and analyzed that and said, hey, we need this and this, and now we have the best possible team to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is the best roster he's ever put together. And it took me sort of a little while to like realize it because, you know, 22 was a good team, but they did get picked on by good quarterbacks. This team doesn't. Like, they played Burrow. They played Lamar. They played Stafford.
They slowed Lamar down tremendously.
They did. Slur, it's a good phone call. I mean, that's why – that's part of the reason why they have a great chance Sunday is, too, they've shown an ability to handle good quarterbacks this year.
And the thing, I think the moment – as long as the moment's not too big for them, they'll be fine. And I don't think it will be. Contrary to how Dee feels, I am very excited
We have to get more into that. She thinks – I don't know. I wonder if she was.
You know what it is.
Referring to your love of Andy.
Well,
doesn't feel like you're all 100% in emotionally with the Eagles.
No, because it's not. I'm not acting foolish.
This is WIP. What do you mean acting foolish?
I'm not. Because I try to analyze first, and you know I'll get excited as we get close to the game. But I don't want to play the game on Monday. I don't want to be overly excited on Monday, because it's kind of the same with our callers. Because you know it's a little nutty today. But it's going to build up as we get through the week.
I do wonder what's going to happen. I heard morning today a little bit. They were talking about, are you more nervous or excited now that the week has started? And we're talking today about the potential of a blowout. I do wonder, Kyle, what's your guess as the week goes on? You think people are going to end up more confident, or they're going to end up in more with their nerves as we get closer to kickoff?
I've been here long enough to know that this score, the margin of victory for the Eagles, is going to widen by the day.
As we go through this.
We did that last time, too. Yep.
It's going to be 30 points by Sunday.
Yeah, no, by Friday, we're going to get a 57-7 prediction.
Another 55 spot, just like the title game?
Yep, that's right.
So, Kyle, what'd you make of the last caller asking for a Howie statue? I mean, hey, he gets his second ring. I'm not saying no.
I mean, like, can rename Lincoln Financial Field to the Howie Roseman building.
I'm in.
Like, for all I care. Yeah.
We got to workshop that name, the Howie Roseman building. Just don't.
Is that
a hit? Yeah. That was a prototype name.
I caught it, yeah.
Yeah, also you have the Link as the shortening name.
Yeah.
And then what is
the Howie.
The Howie?
Now that one might work. Howie's house?
No one's coming into the Howie.
Ain't nobody coming into the Howie.
Howie's house.
I kind of like it, actually. Howie's house. Jay in North Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Yeah.
Jay.
What up, man?
Hey, you guys hear me?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, so I got a scary parallel that I wanted to bring up about this team and the 2017 team.
Okay.
All right, roll with me real quick. So 2017, they won the division. They won the division this year. 2017, divisional round, they won by one score with a pass to the right in the red zone that didn't connect with Atlanta and then with the Rams.
And then they had a blowout in the title game.
Yep, and now they're playing a revenge game in the Super Bowl against arguably the best quarterback ever, the best coach ever, and the tight end wearing number 87.
So what do you think, at 41-33?
I'm thinking it's going to be a close game like that one, but I'm thinking we're going to pull it out this time again.
Well, then, all right, Jay, to complete this, who's going to pull off the Brandon Graham strip sack of Mahomes? Is it Brandon Graham again, or is it somebody else?
Nah, it's going to be 98.
Jalen Carter.
It's going to be Carter. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, listen, if it's a big play late in the game.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I trust him to get to the quarterback more than anybody. I mean, he's been that good. Exactly. And the play against the Rams you're referencing, you know, the end of that game, Jay, his sack on Stafford saved the day. Because you go back and watch that, their tight end's wide open.
Right, but then again, the last play that Stafford threw, it was a misplay over to Robert
to the right,
to the right side of the field.
It is an interesting parallel. There's a lot of things similar. Jay, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, and the one thing about that, if we kind of use the parallel to 2017, Nick Foles did not start off the postseason red hot, but he built. The way he played in the title game, Hugh, he did it again in the Super Bowl. Like, there is a chance Jalen carries over what he just did 2 weeks ago and does it again on Sunday. If he does that, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no question about that. And it could be one of those things where you know that Spags is going to try to stop the run. That's our biggest asset. That's our bread and butter right now. And if you overcommit to doing that, and if you feel comfortable leaving those corners out there on the island one-on-one with no help over the top, then Jalen will take advantage of that. Doesn't have to be a whole lot. Like, you look at the plays that Patrick Mahomes makes in the Super Bowl. He's had some phenomenal plays. But a lot of it's been methodical, moving the ball down the field, smaller throws, you know, and just working the clock. That's what these games are, man. It's a game of possessions, who gets the last one, and, you know, take the points that's given to you.
Well, especially ever since they lost Tyreek Hill, they're not really a vertical offense.
Not like they used to be.
They're more of a yards-after-catch offense, which is going to make tackling for the Eagles such a huge thing on Sunday. Let's go to Bam. I think I accidentally did I pull up Bam before the last caller accidentally? I think I did. So, Bam, I think this is the second time I'm bringing you on. Bam, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bam?
Bam, what's up?
All right, before I get to my point, why is my man Kyle back here? Who is Jack Fritz? Y'all should have brought Kyle with y'all.
Yeah, that's a drop right there. Who is Jack Fritz? I like that. So, again, this is on Rod Lakin. He's on the hot seat this week.
But see, but I just want to say, man, when you say stuff like that, you don't make it good for us, because that kind of, you know, Kyle wants to be here too, and it, you know, it
puts us in.
I know Kyle wants to be there. I feel bad for him. For Kyle.
Yeah, but you ain't got to bring it up all the time though, because it's puts us in a bad spot.
This is my statement for the week. Anytime anything comes up, Rod Lakin's on the hot seat. Just leave it there.
Yeah, just leave it there, man. Okay? Talk to Rod.
All right. Listen, I'm going to be watching this game on the cruise. I'm going to be rocking that hoodie you signed for me.
You going on a cruise, Bam? Where you going?
Where you going?
I'm going to the Western Caribbean. I told you, maybe if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, we stop in Montego Bay, we could pick you up.
He's going to pick you up on that.
They're pick me up, man. How we going to go? I'm going to get there.
You figure that out.
I'll figure it out.
You'll pull into the port, you'll be there.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get back to the hotel.
Just
I'm going to jump in this Uber or not. That's a nice little walk, man, for real. I got to do that four more times, three more times. What the hell? Hell, that's a lot.
But this game going to be tough, guys. It's going to be tight. I'm telling you, we're going to win by two scores. It's going to be 27-13.
27-13.
We hold Mahomes and Reed to 13 points. We're going to win this thing.
Yeah,
that would be. You know, in December, I said this is the best Eagles defense I ever saw. And I got called crazy for that one. They hold Mahomes and Reed to 13 points, Bam. That's the cherry on top of an all-time defensive season. All right, we got Cowboy Jim next.
Cowboy
Jim, thank you for the gift on the flight yesterday.
Is Hugh okay? I'm worried about him.
Well,
no, I'm all right.
Not sure.
I mean, I heard that he slept for 2 hours on the plane, came down there, went to the hotel, went right back to sleep.
Go out to dinner, and he fell asleep mid-chew.
Hey, Cowboy Jim, thank you for the care package.
Oh, stop this.
No, because, hey, listen, Cowboy Jim, I can't, Kyle. Cowboy Jim said it out, man.
Yes, you can.
I missed
he's trying to do.
Well, he did it to me, too.
He did it.
Yesterday, I'm on the flight, right? I'm sitting there. I'm reading. I got my AirPod and listening to a podcast. And I get the stewardess comes up and says, Cowboy Jim would like to buy you a drink. And at first, I was like, what did she just say?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Cowboy
No,
Jim.
She told me after. She said, well, you know, Cowboy Jim bought you a drink, but you slept the whole flight. And I was like, my bad.
I think Kyle said I was tired. He's trying to win us over. That's what's going
Kyle? What's wrong? You weren't on the flight. I didn't give you anything.
Shut up.
That's uncalled for. We ain't got to do Kyle like that. We ain't got to do that.
Well, I was busy yesterday. I couldn't take that flight. I had to take the actual players down to New Orleans, so I was doing the charter yesterday.
See, that's not good vibes for the Eagles, the fact that you're headed, you're part of this whole thing.
But you know what the best part? Because he had to wear Eagles something. Didn't
I
you?
Bet
you
he
no, I don't wear any of that. They give me hats and hoodies and pins, and I say, no, thank you. No, thanks. Give it to somebody else. No, thanks. So anyway, what?
Close you've been to, I'm just saying, that's the close you've been to Super Bowl in a while, though, ride with us.
Three decades.
It's been a while.
A long time.
I give everything to my wife. I give everything to her. Here, you can have it. I don't want this trash.
Nice.
Anyway, listen, can we stop with the blowout talk, please? Okay.
Is
Kansas City better than Green Bay or the Rams?
Yes.
I mean, did you blow out Green Bay and the Rams? Did you blow them out?
No, but that's what does that have to do with anything? They're obviously really good.
And look at the turnovers. All those turnovers, and you didn't blow them out. So what makes you think you're going to blow out Kansas City, who probably will not turn the ball over?
Well, they could. I mean, obviously, that's part of the game. I mean, if the Eagles get a couple turnovers, Jim, we've seen what happens. They haven't turned the ball over in months. The opponent keeps turning the ball over, and that's how they win these games.
Yeah, that's how they win these games, by turnovers. So let's stop with that. And I mean, come on, Kansas City, please win. Please just blow out the
Eagles.
All right,
that's it, Jim. All right, we've had enough.
And then I'll get Jim. Myles Garrett.
We had to drop him, Hugh. I mean, I know.
No, I mean, I understand.
I know you gave you a bag of stuff yesterday, but we had to say goodbye.
You said gave me a bag of stuff.
I mean, you guys were just okay with that. That was, come on.
What do you mean? What?
Well, I wasn't going
to
turn.
No, you're allowing down. Cowboy Jim to butter you up, and then allow him to say things like that over our airwaves on a Monday.
I didn't drink.
I didn't get to drink.
Well, first of all, you took his call. I mean, you could have just ignored him today. Mm-hmm. You took his call back there. I hung up.
Well,
on
I thought you guys might grill him a little bit for doing what he did, but no, it was all a little bit of a love fest with Cowboy Jim. So
I got a whole lot of.
Yeah, well, you got way more than us than I did. That wasn't really fair.
Because I was asleep. So they felt bad.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it. Let's grab Rob at Delco. What's up, Rob?
Yo, Hugh, what's up, boy?
What's going
Rob,
on,
what's
man?
Up, pal?
I got a prediction for you at the score at the end, but I got a quick question for Hugh. Hugh, what time are we going to start getting banged up? What time does that start, Hugh?
What time are we going to get banged up? It's soon,
yeah,
1 o'clock?
What time
is 1 o'clock?
Hugh?
I'm starting at 1 o'clock.
By the time they
get off there,
hold on.
I'm going to be done.
Let's clarify.
Hey, Spike, don't be yelling at me. I slept good last night.
Come on now.
Let's clarify for everyone. He means 1 Central because it's currently 1.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't want people to think you're getting banged up right now.
Oh, I forgot. We're on different time. Yeah, I'm talking about as soon as when Joe sign off, that's when the festivities begin for me.
Let it. Oh, Hugh, you got to enjoy yourself.
1 gummy. 2 gummy.
Joe, I want you to do a favor for me, Joe.
What do you got?
You said you're going to have a hurricane. You're about to have that hurricane, so this is for Rob from Delco, all right, Joe?
You got it, Rob.
Yeah, we're going to go get some hurricane.
Sure.
We're going to walk.
Get some hurricane. Fire up.
Because by the time we get done walking to the hotel, we'll be good and tired.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. All right, Rob, is it crazy to think they're going to blow them out?
No, and I got 2 quick points and then a score. 1, Joe, I'm going to give you why I think we're going to blow them out. First thing is nobody talks about this. It's the little things. You know what nobody really talks about? Not why we lost them, but what led to the Jalen fumble. Do you remember what it was? It was 3rd and 1. We were either on just our side of midfield or just on the other side of midfield.
Yep, yep.
Sam Miles would fall start. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. Then it became a 3rd and 6, and then the pressure came in. Yep.
And then it led to that. So it's just those little things. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the push there. And that was either a 10 or 14-point swing because we were going in for a field goal at minimum. Or maybe a touchdown, we gave up 7. So that was a 10 to 14-point swing right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real chance they're up 17 at the half in that game, if it goes differently. Yep.
It's just little things like that. And the reason why I think we have a better chance of, if you want to consider a blowout, 10 to 14 points, I think we have a better chance of doing that to them than they do to us.
I agree with that, Rob. I don't think this Eagles defense is getting blown out. I mean, we'll see if they can win and finish it off. But I'm very surprised if the Eagles got blown out.
And I think Jalen Carter is going to be the MVP. He's going to be the MVP. He's going to go defensive player, Jalen Carter. He's going to set the tone in the first series, Hugh. He's going to come right up the middle, and he's going to send a message on that first series that it's going to be a long day for Mahomes.
I hope you're telling the truth, man, because I love to see it. Love to see it.
I love
a stress-free, sweat-free game.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Rob, good phone call. All right, we got Kristen here. She's from Kansas City. She's a Chiefs fan. Not happy with me today. Kristen?
I could not be happy with you, Joe. You guys are my very favorite sports show. Don't tell any of the Odyssey guys in Kansas City.
They're actually at the
Eagles
table across
fan.
Us. We're gonna tell them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're listening.
Yeah, they're gonna hear that.
Oh geez. Don't tell Bob. I'm not an Eagles fan, but you guys have like taken me on this journey this year. Like I was there for the trade to Saquon Barkley. I started listening to you guys back in the former Super Bowl that we played against each other. I was there for the trade. I've been there for the flip, for Hugh's flip from defense as a luxury to, like, you know, defense might be like our MVPs. So it's been fantastic. But
yeah, you got to see flip-flop Douglas on that one.
Flip-flop Douglas, okay. That's what it was.
But I have a question for Hugh. Okay, obviously you guys are not going to blow us out. Give me a break. Like, if anything, it's going to be like what Kyle did for you guys today, like digging you out of the trenches. Like, you know, like somebody's going to show up and, like, save the team or whatever.
There we go.
But
Kyle needed that self-esteem boost.
Yeah.
I know, man.
Yeah.
You guys have been rough on him today.
Yeah, been catching a lot of strays.
Yeah, a lot of what happened this morning was none of it was his fault. And he did the best he could.
Exactly. Thank you for going to do so. But what I want to ask Hugh, so I kind of think, so Hugh, we talk all the time about like how hard Andy Reid's summer camps are around here, and I would have no way of knowing. I don't experience them, and you know, I'm in this silo of Kansas City, but like I hear they're really hard. You would know because you've been through them. And I kind of feel like this entire season of one win, like one win play games is like, was like him training them for these kinds of games. Like I could see a world where Andy Reid sat down pre-2024 and said, this year I'm going to make these guys do it by one score every game. Is that nuts?
Yeah, that's a little nuts. I mean, because you want to try to win these games as comfortable as possible. But I will tell you this. I think what has happened inadvertently is that they've gotten accustomed to being in games like this, so they don't panic.
It's like the old Patriots.
Yeah,
the Patriots
they don't panic.
Like yeah.
You know, it's something to be said about being in the line of fire and being able to keep you cool, and when the clock's starting to wind down, having that confidence that you're going to win the game, even if you're down by one score because you got the better quarterback. I can tell you what we equated to. Remember when Tom Brady was at the height of his game?
Yep.
And mm-hmm. and when teams would come down and score and there'd be 2 minutes left on the clock, you'd be like, damn.
He's going to do it.
That's too much time. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, that's too much time. And he come back and he win the game.
And that to me has been Mahomes for like a couple of years. But I feel like this season was Andy bringing the whole team along on that training camp. I just can't wait. He's such a film fiend. And I feel like he's just hoarding his film. Like he's just keeping his cards close to his chest. Like y'all aren't going to see a single damn play that you don't need to see from us.
Well, he did that. You know, he saw last week against Buffalo.
He's always been like that, though. But
yeah.
But that's Andy Reid in a nutshell.
Well, and especially with and Kristen, you know this. Mahomes runs more in the postseason. Like they hold it back.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't do it, and then he does. Kristen, good phone call. We appreciate listening. All right, listen. There's no coincidence here they won 17 straight one-score games. There's something to
They're battle-tested for that, man. I mean, this is a good football team. And even, say this, even if there's a chance that we jump out on them, they're not going to panic. That's the beauty of being in a position like this. They've been here before. I can tell you this, too. They feel like a team of destiny. Because I talked about it earlier when I had a chance to talk to one of the coaches, and he was like, hey, Patrick Mahomes set up and said, you know, we're going to go back again next year. And guess what? They're exactly where they thought they were going to be, and there's nothing that makes them think that they're going to lose this game because they're here. So you have to stay locked in, and you got to stay loaded when you're playing this team. No lead is safe, and that's what you have to remember. That's what coach has to remember when he's playing this team.
Foot on the gas.
Foot on the gas. Keep foot on necks.
That's right.
Keep it moving.
Step on our